Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dave Stapleton. Batting ninth. The catcher, Gary Allinson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dennis Eckersley. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvy. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting seventh. The DH, Roy Howell. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Charlie Moore. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Pete Vukovich. And now, play ball. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Remy moves to second. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Vukovich covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount strikes out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is hit by the pitch. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lansford moves to second. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller bunts towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Lansford moves to third. Boggs moves to second. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Lansford scores. Boggs moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 1, Brewers, 1. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eckersley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Rice reaches second base with a double. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lansford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-0 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Allinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Stapleton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. Stapleton reaches second base with a double. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson hits a pop-up, foul, halfway down the third base line. Vukovic gets to the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Vukovic. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allinson bunts towards first. Cooper fields it, throws to third for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Remy. The throw from Simmons and he is safe. Remy steals second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-1 in the game. Howell hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a pop-up towards short. Stapleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount misplays the ball. That's an error on Yount. Lansford moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vukovic fields it and throws to first for the out. Lansford moves to third. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stapleton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lansford scores. Miller moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Allinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Miller scores. Stapleton moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Remy hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller who is chasing the ball. Molitor reaches third base with a triple. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Molitor scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Evans moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Evans moves to third. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lansford for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-2 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boggs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ogilvie for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-2 in the game. Howell hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman now playing shortstop. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Molitor bunts towards first. Boggs fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Remy covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Allinson takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Remy bunts towards the mound. Vukovich fields it and throws to first for the out. Allinson moves to second. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-3 in the game. Ogilvy hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 3, Brewers, 3. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-4 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lansford. The throw from Simmons and he is out, Yount applying the tag. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Stanley now pitching. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 3 in the game. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moore bunts towards third. Lansford picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lansford. Moore moves to second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Molitor hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is called out on strikes. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Allinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 4 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yount moves to second. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 4 in the game. Simmons bunts towards the mound. Stanley fields it and throws to first for the out. Yount moves to third. Cooper moves to second. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie is walked intentionally. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Yount tags and scores. Two outs. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.